Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, time for our weekly conversation with our friend Jeremy Affelt. Jeremy, what's going on?
Nothing, man. What are you guys doing?
About the same thing we've been doing for the last year.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. We didn't get last week. We didn't get a farm update. How's the farm doing? How are the animals doing? The dog, the cat, the goats, the chickens, the whatever the hell you got there.
Yeah, the chickens are actually getting bigger, man. They really are. The weird thing about chickens is they get really big like overnight. It's the weirdest thing. Like you put them to bed, you wake up the next morning, and then you're like a rooster just all of a sudden showed up. And you have no idea why. Like it just grew up, you know. Like, and then you're like, okay, you know I don't want to say anything to Tommy. He might get upset, but I don't want a rooster, so I got to figure out how to like let him out and just like not let him back in, and hopefully he walks off. I mean, I don't know what else to do. But you know what? I told you I named the chickens, right? It was pretty good.
Yeah, what'd you name them?
Well, I named them Fajita, Barbecue.
Yeah, that's right. Keep moving. You already told me that. Don't need to hear it again. Baked, fried. Yeah, I get it.
Extra crispy.
Rotisserie.
I get it. Keep moving.
No,
we could do this all day.
I think there's going to be some good egg layers. I think they are. I think we're going to have some good egg layers coming out of it. I'm pretty excited. So that's good. Tatanka, he's doing good. You know, he's the big cat. Him and Willow go at it a little bit. So they kind of play the stare down game. They stare at each other for like hours on end. So I don't even need to worry about like having a dog sitter. If I go somewhere, I just let the cat out and they just stare at each other for 8 hours. I come back and they're still staring at each other. So it's perfect.
The cat's the adult in the room. And that's usually the way it is. The cats are the adults in the room. Cause if you're going to leave it up to the dogs to be the adults, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah, they're going to chew stuff, you know, so yeah, it's good. No, it's a good time, man. Everything's going well. And then the boys are, they're doing good, man. We got the pickleball court being put in right now.
Nice.
So we're about to have like, you know, pickleball action. So I should probably go on the, what do they call it? The IL now. I can't say DL anymore. So IL or whatever. So I'll probably go on a pickleball IL probably eventually, but it's fine.
We can't wait to hear about your future pickleball injury. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, blowing out hammy, you know.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. I anticipated, eagerly anticipated. So here's your thoughts on the
– I got a funny one
go ahead.
I got a funny one for you, though, on my injury. So I did have an ankle injury. So when Gonzaga hit the shot at the buzzer before they tanked the championship game like they did a few years ago – you know, like they hit the shot at the buzzer, and I was so excited. I was so excited that they freaking won it. I jumped up and down, and literally I had all my buddies. We're outside freaking out. I rolled my ankle so bad, but I didn't want to show it, so I just kept celebrating, but then trying not to cry at the same time.
Sure.
And I was like, I was freaking out. My ankle was killing me, and I get home, and the thing is like three times the size, and I'm wearing like an ankle brace right now, and I'm just like, oh, my buddy's like, what'd you do? And I'm like, well, I got to be fully transparent. I did an unathletic move and rolled my ankle celebrating for the Gonzaga series or the Gonzaga win last night, and they're like, yeah, that's probably about standard for you. I would never call you an athlete, they'd say, but I was like, whatever, you know?
Wow. Tough crowd.
It would have been great. I'm sure, A-Ray and all those guys and Greshner would have been real thrilled to know that I rolled my ankle in season if I was still playing, celebrating Gonzaga. But
oh, absolutely. They'd have loved it. That'd have been par for the course.
Yeah.
Not like you went dirt bike riding or anything. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's.
Yeah, no. No, it's just a natural jump up and down and roll your ankle because you're not an athlete. You know, that's pretty much what happened to me. It's great.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Being that I am an athlete, I've never done that before.
But yeah.
I know what it looks like. I've seen something. Seen something like that. In fact, I don't jump anymore, so that way I can't sprain my ankle. All you got to do is stay on the ground. Of course, what are you going to do? Your team won. You're excited, and that's what you do.
Dude,
so.
That shot at the buzzer was unbelievable.
It was sick, wasn't it?
It was unbelievable. Yeah, absolutely. And then I don't even know. Then they forgot to show up at the championship game. I don't even know who they were in the championship game, but I still love them. They'll eventually. He'll get one eventually.
I would think. Yeah, no, he's doing such a great job up there. I totally agree with you. Before we get to the Giants, we talked a little earlier this week about Joe West, and the reason we did was because he sued Paul LaDuca for that story LaDuca told on a podcast a number of years ago that wasn't even close to being truthful. So he got into LaDuca's pockets for $500,000, which we found a fun way to get people that have played baseball to tell Joe West stories. You got to have a Joe West story, don't you? I was like, damn, is everybody scared of Joe West? Burns didn't want to tell the bird. He didn't, and like Jeremy just left. I was like, damn.
He just dropped.
Like,
was like,
Joe West is like, he must have something over. I mean,
you know what it is?
It's
like once you said the LaDuca thing, you know, the fear of losing $500,000 to Joe West.
Yeah, that freaked Burnsy out. Burnsy is like freaked out. He's like, oh no, I don't want to get money taken out of my pocket. Exactly. I should be really careful.
Quick
really
thought.
Careful
what did
here.
I say recently about Joe West publicly?
Yeah.
Well,
here's an idea. Don't just flat out lie and you won't get sued. There you go. That's
you know
really
what's the
not,
weirdest part about that whole
not
thing?
Not that hard.
Is that LaDuca, the nature of his lie was that something so easily disproven. That's why.
Well, that's
it wasn't
why it
just
was
500
stupid.
Grand, but it was like easily, you know, easy win for Joe.
You back, Jeremy?
Did it for the clout.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what happened.
No, that's okay. I mean, look.
Actually, I rolled my ankle again. I just didn't want to scream. You know,
okay,
so
very good.
Up on you guys. So,
I mean, it's never going to be as good as the sound effect of you spilling your beer in the closet. That was one of the favorite sound effects.
I remember that. That wasn't even a sound effect. That was like real. That was real life.
Clink, clink, clink.
Right.
You didn't even own up to it that I asked you about. That was good. That says something about me that I knew that was a beer bottle that was falling on the ground. My heart sank. I go, oh no, poor son, they're being poured out. What'd they
that
ever
was a
do?
Three-quarter full beer too. It's a good one.
The stuff we remember. So Joe West story, you got to have one.
Yeah, I've got one. I was see what happened. I got hurt, obviously. And so I was out there, and I remember I kind of did something because I had the knee stuff going on, and I remember I kind of tweaked something. I was like, oh, and A-Ray comes running out. He doesn't ask Bochy to come out. He just comes running out, doesn't call timeout. So A-Ray, our trainer, comes running out, and Bochy's like, you know, like, well, what just happened? You know, like, so he's like sitting there trying to figure it out. And so he's checking on me, and I'm like, I'm fine, a little tweak, not a big deal. You know what, I'm just going to pitch through it. And Avery's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, just get out of here. So Bochy comes out, and he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, nothing. And he's like, well, it's got to be something for Avery to come out here. You know, and I'm like, well, it's nothing. If I say it's nothing, so leave me alone. So Bochy says, all right, fine. And then Joe West says, hey. And he looks at me. I go, what? He's like, that's a mound visit. And I'm like, yeah, no joke, Joe. The freak, everybody came out to the mound. He's like, well, you didn't call. There was no, like, there's. He looked at A-Ray. A-Ray came out before Bochy did. So, like, you can't, it counts as a mound visit. You come out again, you're out of the game. I'm like, well, let me tell you something, Joe. Okay, I got runners on first and second. I got one out. I'm in a 3-2 count. I can't feel my kneecap right now. I'm pretty sure if Bochy comes out again, it's because I just gave up a triple or a homer in the gap. And obviously, I'm out of the game. And he's like, well, I'm just making sure you know. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Thanks for enlightening me on that. Like, and he just turns around and walks off. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. Like, he's like, I'm like, some of the stuff he'd say is just like, you know, it's like, I get it, man, but retire already. You know, like, I understand you want your games, but, you know, like, uncle. So it was like, but he just would do the weirdest stuff. But my favorite all-time memory, not even me pitching, is the stare down with him and Bum. Absolutely. And then Bum goes to draw his six shooter at him. It was freaking off. Like,
I was down in San Diego.
Dude, it was so good. I was like, did you just try to do a freaking six shooter draw? He's like, yeah, man. If you're going to stare down, I might as well try to draw. Like, it was so good, man. I mean, it was just like, this. It was so good. And then we're in Colorado the next series, and Joe's at third. And I can't remember what happened, who was at third. It wasn't Arenado, because Arenado doesn't really do that stuff. But someone was at third base, and it was for Colorado, and they turned around and looked at Joe and stared at him and then did a fake draw, just like Bum did. And then Joe just starts laughing. I'm like, this is awesome. I mean, I was like, Joe, you're honestly not my favorite umpire, but you actually got some humor, so I'll let it go. You know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, but I gotta be careful what I say because I don't want to get sued. So I'm just
see,
like,
there you go. He's got everybody scared.
We already have our fact checkers looking into both of your stories. So hopefully we can tell you by the end of the interview if you went awry on some of the details.
Joe, I swear to you, Joe. Like, I remember Bum doing a draw stare down. I did not make anything up. You know, like, it's just great. Like,
all these players are going, I better make sure I remember this correctly. I want $500K taken out of my pocket, boy.
You know, I do feel like, though, there was there was talk that, and I don't know if this is real or not, but I feel like the actual the conversation was out there. The guys were saying compliment his country music album to see if you could get some favorable calls from him.
That's I don't know anything about that. I just know that he has a country album, and Joe, you're great. You did a wonderful job cutting that album.
He can't sue you for telling the truth. That album Trash Can Juice. It's not slander if it's easily verifiable, and we can play it right now, and it's easily verifiable that Joe West country music album is hilariously bad. The truth will set you free, Jeremy. It's the truth.
That's a good point. I didn't really like it that much. It's fine.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks for the free roam brewing stickers and the car decals, man. That was very cool.
I love
awesome. The orange one is going on the back of the car. It's got the giant colors. Yeah. It looks cool. I got to ask you, we saw Johnny go out the other day, and he's looking great. And I'm talking to Tim, and we're watching it on TV, and he throws his pitch, and he throws it right by Castellanos. And I'm like, Tim, Johnny's going nine. Like, literally seconds later, he does the I'm out of the game, and he pulled a lat muscle. Have you ever had that injury? And I was saying to the guys, in the grand scheme of things, that's probably good news, right? The lat as opposed to something else?
Yeah. Yeah, it's better than the shoulder. I did have a lat issue. I had more of a scap than a lat, but the lat is kind of it's a big muscle, which is a good thing. And I didn't really ever pull the real muscles. I always pulled the, like, muscles no one ever heard of. But, you know, I think that I think that the lat muscle, being that it's a large muscle, it's going to have good recovery, right? There's a lot of blood flow to that muscle. So a lot of times when I have seen guys pull lats, as long as they didn't tear the lat, if he tore the lat, you know, that's like a Jake Peavy situation, right? But I think if he pulled it, for me, it's usually a tweak. Could be a cramp, or could be just like a you know, it just didn't. Yeah, I might need a break. You know, he threw a lot. He threw a great game the game before, came out cruising along on this game. I mean, obviously, I can't imagine he tore it on that pitch, because that pitch was pretty crisp, and it went by him. You know, like, usually when guys tear something mid pitch, the ball hits the net, right? So it hits the backstop, or it goes like 45 feet. I mean, I tried to say I hurt something every time I threw a scud, but no one ever believed me. So I was just like, you know, usually that's kind of what happens on a tear. But I think for him, hopefully, it's kind of a tweak, you know, just like maybe it could have been a cramp or a little strain, and he just might need to skip a start and off we go. Because, man, he is looking really good. That would be kind of a kidney punch to lose him in that situation. Absolutely. Because you got a pretty good 1-2 combo right now working on the starting rotation with these guys.
So let's talk about the entire starting rotation. It's our weekly conversation with Jeremy Affeldt here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. How much of it is real and legitimate? How should much should Giants fans buy into it? And how much of it, if any, is other than San Diego and Cincinnati, you hadn't played anybody. Now, those two teams,
yeah,
you won both of those series. So, you know, listen, you ought to be commended for that. So how should Giants fans look at it? Should they be optimistic or should you still be a little bit guarded?
No, I think optimism is good with the rotation. And what I am seeing now, it was something that I would tell you that I did not expect to see. I'll be the first to say it. Like, they're letting them pitch, mm-hmm. which last year, I don't even know what they did last year. I couldn't even understand their moves last year. But this year, I'll give it to Cap, man. He's letting the starters go. He's letting them pitch. And they're letting them get deep into the games. And so, for me, it's really good. And the Cincinnati-San Diego series is a really good thing, like, to see, because what you're seeing is really good teams and they're playing well. So it's not like they came into San Diego or Cincinnati where they weren't, especially Cincinnati, I mean, where they weren't playing well. And they competed just great, and they compete against them, and they have the clutch hitting like they need to have. Mm-hmm. And obviously their bullpen's holding up, you know, so I think that with the rotation, I'm excited about it because, you know, Webb came in yesterday. Like, I feel like they've got some rotational arms that are pretty good, and yeah. two of them are pretty good vets, so that's going to help. And I just feel like if they can compete like that and just give them six, seven innings, you know, a start, that's going to be really, really good, and it's going to save some of the bullpen. The bullpen arms are still worrying me because they're using. I mean, I think Rogers, right? He's 8-12 or something. Yeah. Like right. for him to be the only righty they trust is kind of scary, because it can't hold up all year. It really can't. I mean, it can't. Like, and it's not against him. It's like physically, that's really hard to do. So, like, and I know they're going to have to start blowing out some teams a little bit because McGee's doing great. But we need to be able to give him a little bit of a break too. So I think that, you know, the bullpen is still, I'm not against them. I still think they need veterans, but I think with the rotation, man, it's a really fun thing to see, you know, because it feels like there's that hope of, like, you can be a really good team even if people don't expect you to be, if you have a rotation that can go deep into games. And that's what I think is a positive about everything right now. And that's what's really fun to watch with these guys, especially with their offense starting to kick in a little bit with some power. So it's been fun to watch. Mm-hmm.
What is it about Jake McGee that impresses you? Because it's just one pitch, but he seems to just, you know, set guys down one after the other.
Well, I mean, you never know. I don't really know. Like, Mariano Rivera, I'm sorry, that guy, I mean, awesome closer. He did it on one pitch, and you're like, I just can't imagine, as good as all these hitters are, he continued to buzzsaw these guys, right? Like, mm-hmm. he just continued to dominate, and he was good. I'm not taking anything away from Mariano. He was awesome. He's fun to watch, but he's not something where if you're writing a book on closing or on pitching, that's how you'd write the book. Like, you don't tell a kid coming up, hey man, all you got to do is throw a natural cut fastball in the corner and you're going to win. You're going to save 300 plus games. You just, that's not what you say, you know, like, I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen. Damn. And it's all about, you know, how you, maybe your deception. And I think with McGee left-handed, and I think there's some deception there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's just, that's really good. And so what guys, what they're seeing is you're just not seeing the ball real well off him. And he's always kind of had that talent. You know, he's kind of gotten hurt a few times. He seems like he came up pretty strong. Was it Colorado, right, where he came up pretty strong the first time? Am I right on that or no?
I don't know. I know Tampa, he pitched pretty well. I know Colorado, he had a couple, pardon the pun, rocky years, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I know with the Dodgers, he was really good. Yeah, he was really good last year with the Dodgers, and then he had some really good years with the Rays, but he may have had one good year with the Rockies. I'd have to go back and look at it.
Rays, that's where I remember him having some. Well, I mean, it's tough to have a good year with the freaking Rockies.
Exactly.
You know, you're pitching on the moon.
You would know.
But I just feel like, for me, you know, having a guy, he's a veteran. He's been around a little bit. It's really good that way. He has closed some games. He's pitching some big markets. You know, L.A. is a pretty big market, you know, so he's had some he's not intimidated by the game, obviously. He's not intimidated by the ninth. It isn't a bad play. I like that play. I just feel like, man, like, I just I just want to, with closers coming out, sometimes getting a ton of saves early, you got to have saves. So it's not like he's just playing the hand that's dealt to him, but I want it to hold up so bad. Like, you really do. You really want this bullpen to catch on, and they might have a good system there, but you're a little overloaded in lefties, which I'm a lefty. And I'm not saying that that wouldn't have been good, but I've been on teams that overloaded lefties. And I still think you need a different mix in there. I really do. But I think that'll be as the season goes on. I still think it's early. And I just, right now, if the Giants are just playing good baseball, and you just got to be like, hey, whatever they're doing is working. Make the adjustments as you go. Hopefully they make the adjustments quick if they need to make them. But it's good to see Buster healthy. It's good to see some of these guys turn on their power a little bit. Belt still needs to get going. He's notorious for having sometimes some slow starts or some hit and miss months, you know? So I think he can click in, get back to his form that he was in last year a little bit. I think it could be a really fun team to watch. It's a tough division to win in, but I think it can be pretty fun.
Jeremy, as always, a lot of fun catching up with you every single week. Have a good weekend, and we will look forward to doing it next week, my friend.
Heck yeah, man. Good talking with you guys.
All right, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Have a good one, man.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.